Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now a call-in on the question, should the United States execute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I'm asking this very seriously. As you have no doubt heard, the first actual trial, or tribunal more accurately, involving a defendant in the 9/11 attacks began yesterday. Alleged mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed went on trial at Guantanamo Bay and told the court that he wants to die because he wants to be a martyr. So my question, should America accommodate him? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. See the Daily News today? The headline of the Daily News article on this today is, "Please kill me," Qaeda thug says. "It'll be our pleasure." "Please kill me," Qaeda thug says. "It'll be our pleasure." That's the headline of the Daily News article on the first day of that tribunal. So it would be the Daily News' pleasure. My question is, would it be yours? 212-433-9692. Is this some crazy, you know, some crazy death wish on the one hand? I mean, look, New York, this is the guy who was sick enough to cook up the 9/11 plot that massacred 3,000 of our friends and neighbors, right? If anyone ever deserved the death penalty, if there was ever a time to take satisfaction in a moment of revenge, this is definitely it, right? Admit it, even if you don't like to, many of you. But on the other hand, are we mindlessly playing into the hands of terrorists by giving him what he wants and making him a martyr and a role model to future terrorists who may have similar sick martyrdom dreams? Which would be worse for him and better for us? Wouldn't it be worse for him and better for us if KSM gets life without the possibility of parole and not much to do with himself for maybe the next 40 years? And I will acknowledge that that's my opinion, but I would like to know yours. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. KSM wants to be put to death. Should America accommodate him? Or post to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We will take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Should the United States execute Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? 212-433-WNYC. And Omar in Middle Village, should the United States?
Hey, Brian. Love your show.
Thank you.
No, they shouldn't execute him. I do understand that there is going to be a cost involved. If the guy lives to be 100 years old, and we have to keep him in a federal prison. But if we execute him, we're giving him exactly what he wants. Not only that, we're setting the precedent that if you do get caught, you'll be executed and you'll get exactly what you want with their ideological belief.
Thank you. T in Queens, you're on WNYC. Did I get your letter right?
Yes, you did.
Good.
Hi. First of all, the torture methods that made him admit to things he couldn't possibly have done was the wrong way to get whatever information we think. The fact that you call him a terrorist, I would say any army that invades and kills the way we're killing other people, we're terrorists. So the way you characterize him as a terrorist without evidence that he did all these things, because the 9/11 initiative doubts that those planes ever killed anybody. Those were remote controlled events. Now, I know NYC doesn't believe that. You think it's a theory, but there is a whole committee trying to get commissions to investigate the real truth about 9/11.
Okay, T, I don't want to get bogged down on this, and you're right, only a few people believe that, but there you go. But Ahmed in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ahmed.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Shit.
Okay. You know what? Everybody calling in so far on all the other lines, including the many callers that I haven't taken yet, are saying, no, he should not be executed. So we're going to save a couple of lines for people who think that he should so that we can have a conversation. 212-433-WNYC. Should Khalid Sheikh Mohammed be executed? 212-433-9692. If you think he should, because the preponderance of our callers, actually the unanimity of our callers as of this moment, is no. Like Ronald in the Bronx. Hi, Ronald.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't feel that we accomplish anything by you know, we don't bring nobody back. And I think it would just, you know, send a good message to the world, just like Obama being elected, that we're always open and brand new and the pioneers of thinking and doing and everything else, as opposed to what Bush has showed us to be, especially to the world. I just think it would be a good thing. I just think we show what America really, you know.
Ronald, thank you very much. Comment 21 on our board says, put him in a general population prison, in one of those prisons in the middle of California where the Aryan Nation Brotherhood controls everything. Okay, Jeff at JFK Airport, you waiting for a plane?
No, actually, I'm done with all that. But my comment is, it's kind of interesting. First of all, thanks for taking my call, Brian. But my comment is, it's kind of interesting now, after this time has passed, because I can remember Richard Gere standing up on that stage at the Concert for New York and the reception that he got with his comment. And now everybody seems to be going that way with keeping this guy alive, which I have to agree. Putting him in prison and having him make little ones out of big ones for the next 50 years, you know, would be really the ultimate payback, because of the political ramifications and the way the United States is interpreted around the world for obvious reasons. It would, the best thing to do would be to keep him around and just punish him as much as possible.
Jeff, thank you. R in Brooklyn. Did I get your letter right?
Yes, you did.
Hi.
Hi. I was just thinking that I know that the British, before the Israelis occupied Israel, when they had an Arab who wanted to be a martyr, what they would do if he had to get killed, they would kill him and they would wrap him in a pigskin, because Arabs believe that if you're wrapped in a pigskin, you can't go to paradise.
Now,
so he deserves to die, but
oh,
if
you're
he's
saying
a pigskin, then he can't be. He doesn't consider himself a martyr.
A martyr. Wow, I hadn't heard that before. That's an interesting theory, and I don't know that history one way or the other, whether that's true, but so you really want to, you want to go all the way. You want to deny, you want to kill him and deny him the martyrdom in the process. But what do you think that would inflame people even more because of the indignity? Take it out more on Jews and Americans as a result?
Possibly. You know what? I hadn't thought about that.
All right. Thank you for your call. Emily in Manhattan says he should be executed. Right, Emily?
Yeah, he should. I mean, part of his logic, or part of the logic of somebody with his ideology, is there's going to be some big payoff after he dies. So if he is executed, unfortunately, I mean, I believe that there is nothing after you die. You simply die. But he's not going to get the big payoff of the black-eyed virgins and the lakes of honey. So, you know, I think by him saying, yeah, he wants to die, and people thinking that we shouldn't give him what he wants, then who on death row is going to say the same? You know,
this is,
you
mean, this is
that reverse logic.
Yeah. So this is the atheist pro execution argument.
Exactly.
Emily, thank you very much. Comment number 26 on our board says, I would like to know more about his role and the facts and accomplices. I would like to see a real fair trial and then determine about the death penalty. But that is too late. His torture and disappearance for 5 years has tainted everything, and his subsequent execution will just be seen as vengeance and victor's justice. And, of course, that is another whole set of questions. The guy was basically disappeared from 2003 to 2006. And as I understand it, the Takeaway had a really good segment on this morning, evidence in the trial is going to remain to some significant degree secret, because they don't want to reveal how he was detained and what happened after he was detained. So that's a lot of stuff that won't be able to come out. All right, let's see. Blaze in Bayonne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Blaze.
How you doing, Brian?
All right.
I think this matter really belongs in the World Court in The Hague. Not only has Al-Qaeda killed Americans, they kill people all over the world. I think that if he's found guilty there and he's condemned to death, then it'll be the world against Al-Qaeda. And that's the way we should fight Al-Qaeda.
Rather than the United States doing it as an individual country.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Rob in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
Hey.
How you doing?
Okay.
Absolutely. I think he's earned it in every respect. I'm not a big supporter of the death penalty in criminal cases, but I think there are just certain people that have earned it. And
I don't think anybody, except maybe the caller who thinks that, the World Trade Center went down another way, thinks that he doesn't deserve it. I think the question is really in a different place. The question is it in our best interests to execute him?
I guess my thinking is different in that I think things are already in flames. I don't think they're going to get much worse by getting rid of him.
Now, here's comment 39 from our comments board. It says, can we arrange for Dick Cheney to shoot him in the face? Would you like to see that?
Well, I have other items that I could think about Dick Cheney, but sure, why not?
Thank you very much. George in Clifton, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Thank you. Well, thank you.
A lot of good comments on this one. I'm from that area of the world. First of all of this murder and all of this is nonsense. You know, a lot of terrorists talk nonsense. Is he going to be executed as long as he finds out guilty, fair, and square? We don't know what happened to the 3 years he was vanishing. As you already know, we keep finding stuff about George Bush administration that they went on the wrong intelligence. If the facts presented in any court, I don't care if it's international court or in Mozambique courts, if the facts are there, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, that's the Islamic culture. You've got to tell the guy.
Uh-huh.
If you take the heart, you take a heart. And that's what I believe as a Muslim. So my point to you is very simple. They got to tell us, how did they get the information from this guy? And is this the really guy that they're really look for it? Or they're just making up, again, a story like an intelligence that they made about Iraq?
So are you saying that if he is tried and found guilty, fair and square, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, his life should be taken in the justice system? And are you even saying that if we don't, that the United States would somehow be seen as weak?
I wouldn't say as a weak, but if he's a Muslim and he says to me, I believe in Islamic laws, and he took somebody's life unfairly due to the fact of his ideas or ideology that he had,
right,
he should be paid price for it under the Islamic laws. That actually will help as United States to tell the other places in the world that, listen, we follow and respect the views of everybody else. My problem with these people in Cuba is nobody knows who they are. We don't know their background. We don't know how they've been arrested. We don't know how they've been picked up. We have nothing against them, and none of the radio station, including yourself, investigating this. How do these guys, they find us? Okay, as they always use this Arabic name, the Irish Republican Army has been killing British people for past 20 years, and they're raising money in this country.
And, George, I have to leave it there because we are flat out of time, but you get the last word today. Thanks to all of you for your calls and for listening this week. We want to thank, besides our usual staff, Leora, Noam Kravitz, who was at the audio controls, and producer Eileen Markey.